Are there any other poets? I will conclude. I was going to read you a poem called My Mother Was a Ninja Warrior, but I won't read you that anyway. Nah, I want to read you a poem about my Uncle Pete. He was my godfather, and I respected him immensely, as I did all my uncles and aunts. Uncle Pete, how do you measure the strength of a man? Through a handshake, or a push, or a punch? How many rocks he can carry? Measured by the distance of setting suns. He was my Uncle Pete, my godfather. He got me a job at the forge when he had worked the steel for over 50 years. Pounding iron, pounding, 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 the hammers taking away his hearing. He ate his food from a can of beans heated by the open hearth furnace. He had the burns on his arms as proof as he shoveled the beans down his throat, like eating hot slag and always drag from the steel shoes and the marks on the black floor of the mill. I worked with him, and I was just a boy as a grinder at the forge. For me, it was just a stop along the way. I believed that all of the world was a stage. My part would dance the night, drink fine wine, chase the dolls, and find comfort on the pillow of lust. I worked the midnight shift long into the night, grinding flash from the cold steel, fighting with river rats that would eat my cheese sandwich. I would toss steel at them, and the rats would scurry away like a T.S. Eliot poem or like Robert Frost mending wall. My Uncle Pete worked a 7-to-3 shift, arriving every day to the sound of bells that swayed from the church loft. He came in one morning and asked me, "How are you doing?" I wanted to impress him. I work long for little money and debt and sweat like a dumb hunky. He grabbed me by my throat, his steel grip almost lifting me from the earth. "Don't you ever call yourself a hunky. You are not a hunky." Shaking me, "You are not a hunky. You are an American." I remember his blue gray eyes, and he grabbed the back of my head and he kissed me on my forehead. "Don't ever forget who you are. Don't ever say those words again. You are not a dumb hunky." I felt shame, but at that moment I knew the measure of a man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That was for you. See you next week.